The following commentary does not reflect the view of Northumberland 89.7 or its advertisers.
Now, Straight Speak with David Hughes.
Some of you will be familiar with the groundbreaking environmental book by James Lovelock entitled Gaia. I mentioned Lovelock last week because of his fundamental theory that the Earth is a self-regulating single system, and that it's essential we human inhabitants take a holistic view of all of nature's needs, not just our human needs. I reread the preface of Gaia, in which Lovelock, a renowned scientist, refers to his looking back over 26 years. And that got me to thinking about the 25-year time horizon of Coburg's Waterfront Needs Assessment Plan. And then that got me to digging into the plan a little more. Now, I couldn't cover the more than 650 pages, but I did go looking for references to nature, environmental protection, and the flora and fauna, particularly as it relates to the West Harbor. What struck me was the lack of emphasis, the lack of focus on the natural environment of our waterfront, especially as a percentage of the 650 pages. Yes, the subject was covered, but not in the kind of detail or with the kind of imperative you might expect. After all, we all know the perils we face if we do not significantly improve our efforts to preserve and protect the environment, and to look after the needs of the birds and the bees, and the fish and frogs, tadpoles, turtles, bulrushes and bushes, even the algae. That is why I was taken aback when the Director of Parks and Recreation, Dean Huswick, said that there is, and I quote, nothing special about the area west of the Center Pier. That's right, he said, nothing special. Perhaps someone should send him a copy of Gaia, because for a man in charge of Parks and Recreation to dismiss the needs and existence of the natural habitat that is the West Harbor is inexplicable. Huswick also said we should celebrate the 25-year vision set out in the Needs Assessment Plan. And in part, he's right. But the plan does not properly address the needs of the flora and fauna and our need to protect them in the nothing special West Harbor. Of course, the plan mentions the environment with statements like we should consider the integration of environmental planning and we should minimize intervention. But words like should and minimize are waffle words, easy to ignore in the future. I also noticed that the plan does mention the waterfront is a cohesive whole and that we should recognize the imperative of environmental stewardship and sustainability, all of which James Lovelock would celebrate. But here's the problem as I see it. These statements are generalities, and they have enough wiggle room for anyone to interpret or drive a bulldozer through. And when combined with statements from the Director of Parks and Recreation like nothing special and the primary purpose of the harbor is a safe refuge for boats of all kinds, with no mention of a refuge for its natural inhabitants, then it is at the very least worrisome and potentially problematic for all of nature's inhabitants in the West Harbor. The Needs Assessment Plan does not properly and fully assess the needs of the members of our community who cannot plan or speak or fight for themselves. So someone has to do it for them. Or, if the findings of a world-renowned scientist are to be dismissed from our waterfront needs, then perhaps too many of us think that the West Harbor is nothing special. But I hope that's not the case. Think about it, and then reassess the assessment plan.
For more on this commentary and to subscribe to David's blog, visit him at straightspeak.com. Straight Speak is heard on Mondays at 1:05 p.m., Wednesdays at 8:40 a.m., and Fridays at 4:20 p.m. on Northumberland 89.7.